Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
In his book, The Prince, Machiavelli wrote that we would all rather be loved than feared. But because love and fear cannot coexist, we'll choose fear because it's the safer of the two. I can't tell you how often fear rests at the core of many serious animal behavioral issues. Not only the animal's fear, but the owner's fear. Instead of fear, I could use the word anxiety, but I hate the word anxiety because it immediately elicits images of drugs to magically make that anxiety disappear. Fear, and fear is a normal human and animal response. It serves a protective function, provided we use it in moderation, just like anything else. In last week's podcast, I talked about a phenomenal dog I'm working with from Strong Working Lines who is deeply entrenched in learning by modeling. It's an extraordinary thing to watch. The people around the dog stay calm and the dog stays calm. They get upset, the dog gets upset. And these dogs and the people around them, you can see the power of the human-animal bond at work. The physiology of it, how quickly they mimic us. And that means we need to get our fear, our anxiety under control first if we want our animals to. Sometimes that's not so easy for two reasons. First, you may have noticed that we humans have this incredible ego. You know, I think if we looked at our bigger brain, the majority of it would be made up of ego, particularly as it relates to the rest of the animal kingdom. And the idea that we should have to change first in order to help our animals doesn't sit well with some of us. We take that very personally. For those who devote a lot of time and energy to being anxious and fearful, letting go of that fear, letting go of that anxiety, often means accepting responsibility for the animal's problem and doing whatever has to be done to address it. Unfortunately, we associate being busy with solving problems. And serving as a role model, particularly a role model of quiet self-confidence, is a lot of hard work for some of us. The cat has cystitis, the cat has diarrhea, and as soon as we see that cat going anywhere near the box, let alone hear the cat in the box, we dash right over and hover to see what that cat is doing. Is there urine? If there's urine, is there blood in it? Is there stool? Is it formed? Is there too much stool, too little stool? Is there blood? And we wonder why the cat's a nervous wreck. Well, because we're a nervous wreck. How would you feel if every time you sat down in a john there was somebody hovering over you, waiting to see what comes out of you? It's not relaxing. It's not calming. Or if you were walking with somebody, and every time they saw a guy, or a big dog, or a little dog in the distance, and they immediately went, wouldn't that affect your behavior? True, if you had more confidence than they did, you might ignore them. But you would pick up on it. And animals pick up on it too. For those who need scientific proof of this, there's a fair amount of it out there. So why do we hang on to the fear? Well, we hang on to the fear because it's easy. And we hang on to the fear because it's safer. In some ways, life is a lot easier for victims. There are all kinds of people out there willing to help victims, to rescue them. It's a lot harder for people who position themselves as leaders and as role models. They have to assume a lot more responsibility. It takes a lot more hard work. It takes a lot more concentration. It takes a lot more commitment to the animal and the animal's well-being. So the bottom line for each one of us is which we would prefer. To take a fearful approach that's safer for us and easier for us, or to take a more loving one and do what we need to do to become the calm and confident, self-controlled, self-reinforcing role models that our animals need so they can deal with their own fears, the fears that are causing them behavioral and physical pain.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.